Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Tuesday.
England vice captain Ollie Pope has been ruled out of the rest of the Ashes cricket series. He requires surgery after dislocating his shoulder during the second test. His teammate Joe Root says Pope will be missed by the squad.
It's a big blow there. Ollie's been phenomenal for us for the last 18 months. He's, you know, he's stepped up as vice captain of this team, and the more responsibility that's been given to him, the more you've got out of him as a player, as a leader within the group. You know, he'd be a big miss for us. Obviously, he's a hell of a player.
The third test begins on Thursday with Australia holding a 2-0 lead.
Weather.
With Adventure Island, Southend has been crowned the sunniest place in the UK. Come and enjoy a day out today.
An overcast and mostly wet afternoon continues across Essex. The rain will break in places and temperatures on your Brick Drive home still reaching 19 degrees. I'm Stevie Schillinglot. You're up to date.
Quite a lot of chat last, yesterday's show, which you wouldn't have been aware of, nor would Scott, because you're both back. Welcome back, by the way, guys.
You can turn my mic on. Thank you very much. Thank
welcome
you.
Back, everybody. So me and Tom were in here yesterday, and we were discussing Wimbledon.
Right. And actually, some of the players' names are difficult to pronounce, aren't they?
Oh, my God.
They're good names.
They are difficult names to pronounce. So we wanted to know whether you'll be doing, like, a Wimbledon
special
update for us. Yeah, like a Wimbledon special, so we can get the Wimbledon feels and make sure that we got all the names pronounced correctly.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, because I noticed that you missed Wimbledon, you just went straight to cricket.
Well,
Ollie Pope, easy.
The last hour, we done Wimbledon and cricket in the same news bulletin. We will be doing Wimbledon, but it's very difficult without Rebecca Dundon.
Yeah, because she knew how to pronounce everything.
She was the tennis expert.
Well, there's a lot of people on the text yesterday, you might want to go back through them, that are very looking forward to hearing your Wimbledon updates.
No!
Where hits music lives.
Give me a scream if you're from Essex, throw it out!
This is Radio Essex, the hits music station. Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
How you doing, Essex? Right, Tuesday, 4th of July. It's Chris and Scott and Stevie and Tom and everybody. We are back in a full band scenario
situation. Turn it up
louder, yeah. Give it to me, just give it to me. Radio Essex.
The weather hasn't got the memo, but it's supposed to brighten up in a bit, so we'll keep an eye on that. Right, Dua Lipa, Elton John coming up with Cold Heart. First, Miley Cyrus, new tune. This is Jaded. It's Radio Essex. Dua Lipa, Elton John and Cold Heart. It's the Big Drive Home. It's the 4th of July, people.
America, America.
Any excuse. One day we're going to play that and it's going to be the wrong version. I know that, and that'll be our last ever show.
Yeah,
America, it's 4th of July, it's Independence Day today. A couple of news stories from America I thought I'd start the show with. The man in the Washington Metro train who captured a video when he spotted a unusual fellow passenger that turned out to be a turtle. So he called the Rescue Alliance, who came along and rescued the turtle. No one understood why the turtle was on the train.
No.
Probably because he wanted to get there faster, I'd imagine.
I mean, a turtle on a train?
Turtle on a train.
What, like...
He's seen the train and he's gone, if I get on that, I'm slow, but if I can get on that, I'm getting to New York quick.
But wearing like a duffel jacket, a backpack.
Yeah, he's got a little backpack here, this little train ticket with him on his app. And this is probably my favourite story and something I think we could probably attempt to do. A man in Idaho has got into the Guinness World Book of Records. This is how he celebrated 4th of July, by attempting to bang the most party poppers in 30 seconds.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So
how many?
He refined his technique through numerous trial and error attempts, and he eventually reached his goal by popping, I think this is low, 44 in 30 seconds.
No, that's a lot.
Does he think?
Well, yeah. He's doing more than one a second.
44 in 30 seconds. What was the... I don't know. I don't think that's that difficult.
I think you'll be very, very surprised. It's like that thing where they say, oh, can you eat crackers, like four crackers in a minute, dry. You can't.
No, that's not. Might be worth a try. 12 minutes after three. Happy Independence Day to you. If you're one of our listeners in Essex, is the biggest county in the world in America. We'll play this for you. Lewis Capaldi, and wish you the best on the big drive home.
Essex is the biggest county around the
world. Yeah, it is. And that's why it works that we're talking about Independence Day, because we've actually got a lot of people listening in a part of Essex that are celebrating Independence Day, because there is a part of Essex that celebrate that day. It's the America part of Essex.
There is, yes.
It's such a big county that we have people listening from all over the world, including America, including Australia. Did you say Zimbabwe?
Zimbabwe's in there. Zimbabwe listening.
I even went to see a listener that was in the Essex part of Denia in Spain.
Yes.
And I popped into her bar one morning a couple of weeks ago. Freaked her out, actually, because Southend's quite far away from Denia.
It is,
and
yeah.
I was there with my family, and we had breakfast in there at a railway tavern in Denia, a Radio Essex listener outside of traditional Essex. And that's what we're looking for. We're always looking for these to add to our map that's online. You can go and check it out whenever you want at radioessex.com. Search on Chris and Scott's pages. You'll find our map, and it's got every place that people are listening to this show around the world. We've got one to add, producer Tom, if you got your map ready.
I do.
Aaron says, we are listening to you loud and clear in sunny Cyprus with my wife, Teresa.
Wow.
So we're going to add onto the map Aaron, who's listening in Cyprus.
Just round a pool randomly in Cyprus.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Is Cyprus already on the map, or is that a new destination for us?
New entry.
The new one.
New entry.
Excellent.
New entry. Cyprus. Thank you very much, Aaron. If you're listening from somewhere outside traditional Essex, you can always let us know. We'll give you a mention and we'll add you to the map as well on the text, on the app. We love to hear from you. Right, 17 minutes after three. First look at the county's road. Full travel update next. Radio Essex, Switch Disco, Ella Henderson and React 324 on the big drive home is Chris and Scott. Thank you so much for having us on, and thank you very much for having us on if you're outside of traditional Essex, as many of you are. We just added Cyprus on there and we've got another text saying, Rebecca. Afternoon, guys. Just on the school running concert, which is in County Durham. We are listening to Radio Essex. We used to listen when we lived in Essex. Now we moved away. We still listen to Radio Essex and we love the show, guys. Rebecca, thank you.
Thank you very much.
In County Durham, Essex is truly the biggest county in the whole world. It's Radio Essex, Zara Larson and Khan Tamer, 327. Big drive home on the school run for a Tuesday. Hope you're doing okay. Thank you for having us on. Are you still on Twitter, Essex? Is that still a thing? I'm struggling with it now with all the rate exceeded limits and all the kind of stuff that's coming over the weekend. But Facebook are launching their new app to rival Twitter, which says it will go live on Thursday. It's called Threads and is available for pre-order on the Apple Store at the moment. It's going to be linked to Insta. You get screen grabs that show a dashboard, and it looks very similar to Twitter without the rate exceeding stuff that's on there.
You know what? I'll definitely give it a look, because the Twitter thing, I don't use my Twitter anymore, because it's, since Elon Musk took over,
it doesn't work.
It doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, so if anyone hasn't used Twitter recently, once you've looked at 300 posts or 600 posts, if you've got an established account, 300 if you're a new account, once you looked at 300 posts, it blocks you. It just says, right, that's enough. And you're like, really? I'll go on to Facebook then. But yeah, if you've got a blue tick and you've given Elon your money, then you can look at 6,000 posts.
Or if you're like me, he took my tick away and he expected me to buy one.
So that's not what people are doing at the moment. I think that's what Twitter are looking for, people to buy the blue ticks to basically pay to go on Twitter. But the blue tick, the whole idea with blue ticks was that this was representing somebody that was genuine. Now anyone can buy a blue tick. There doesn't seem any point in having a blue tick.
But aren't Instagram doing a similar thing? But
you can
pay
buy
for
a blue tick on Instagram, but you have to give them all your details, so they do then verify you. So you've got passports and driving licenses.
But is it a one-off payment?
I don't know. I think it's a monthly subscription.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, but I think they do actually verify you, don't they?
It's a monthly subscription.
And it's a verification, though. Whereas Twitter, you didn't have to send your passport or your driving license. They just wanted cash.
I don't understand why people would pay for a little tick thing.
Well, I get it. The Instagram one, I get more. Because if you do something like what you do or what I do, you want to have a verified account so people know if you're tweeting. We had a massive problem here where somebody had copied my Facebook profile and was texting Radio Essex listeners to say, you've won £1,000, click this link here.
Yeah.
And the problem with that is, because I haven't got a verified account, no one would know if it was me or not. So I get why you would do that on Insta, to go, right, actually, I've got a verified account, so people know that what I'm talking about is, that's me and anybody else isn't me. So I understand that. Don't think you should have to pay for it, though.
No, like, I'm verified on there because
because well, of people.
I do, yeah.
But
yeah,
also,
yeah,
they've worked out it's definitely you.
And I did have to, I didn't have to pay, but I did have to go through, like, you know, my passport and
yeah,
all
that's
that
quite right. So if you're talking about a charity and you're raising money for charity, people know it's you and it's you, you're accountable for it. If it's just anyone pretending to be you, exactly, you wouldn't know where that money was going. Twitter has said that the popular user dashboard TweetDeck, that's going to go behind a paywall in 30 days' time as well. I get the impression he wants it to collapse.
Of course he does.
Because every time I'm watching it, I'm like, so TweetDeck's now going to be, you have to pay for that as well.
I don't even know what TweetDeck is.
It's for businesses, isn't it, when you're tweeting regular type of stuff.
I don't even know how to use Twitter.
Well,
I've never had a Twitter.
Don't start now.
It's broken now. It's broken.
Elon Musk has tried to get loads of users to sign up to Twitter subscription service Twitter Blue, as we mentioned. On Saturday, they started restricting the number of tweets you could see. Doesn't make any sense.
That's so silly.
That's like us going,
spend less time on my
app. Literally like us going, you've heard too many songs today, turn off. That's literally the same thing. It's mental. But yeah, we live and learn. We see what happens Thursday. It's Radio Essex, Marshmallow and Anne-Marie and friends. A lot of people saying goodbye to their FRANDSs on Twitter because they can't see them anymore because of the rate excess limits. Yeah, Saturday, Twitter restricted the number of tweets users could see, and it appears that Meta's new app, which is called Threads, which is out on Thursday, is going to be free, and there will be no restrictions on how many posts a user can see. He's not only, Mark Zuckerberg isn't just looking to destroy Elon Musk in a kickboxing cage. He's looking to destroy him full stop.
I'm all for this. I'm all for it.
What, the fight as well?
Everything.
They're the having whole... a fight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, this is brilliant. So,
no.
So basically,
yeah,
Tom,
a cage.
Yeah.
How did I not know about this?
What happened was, Elon Musk wrote something like, oh, yeah, we, you know, we should have a fight. And Mark Zuckerberg went, all right. Don't you know
so
I
said no. Mark Zuckerberg called, he went, send the location. So he replies, Vegas. And it looks like this fight is on. The problem is, and I think Elon Musk has struggled with this problem as well, Mark Zuckerberg is trained in jiu-jitsu.
Is he?
And, yeah, and fights in regular tournaments and wins.
What?
He is like...
He's a monster.
He's quite a lean, mean fighting machine.
How did I not know
Elon
this?
Musk is 52 and quite heavy.
Yeah.
I mean, he even says his specialist move. Somebody said, what's your specialist move? And we went, it's called the whale. I just lie on them. It's like, wow. Yeah, so that fight looks like it's going to happen as well. I just think that in every way, Zuckerberg is just taking Elon Musk to the cleaners.
Maybe that's why he's trying to break Twitter, because he's going, no, if I've broken it, I've got to go and fix it. I can't fight you now.
Yeah, can't fight you anymore. But that might be what it is.
Could you imagine a sequel to The Social Network where they just do like the training up to the fight?
But like in a Rocky way, with it?
Yeah.
Eye of the Tiger music and all that playing.
Brilliant.
Incredible. Johnny O'Reilly says, don't get near Twitter anymore, pretty unusable now. Dan in Charmo says, oh my God, just looked at the new Threads. It's identical to Twitter. Yeah, we looked at some screenshots. It's downloadable on the Apple, on the Apple Store, but it's on Thursday, so you can pre-order.
This is Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
We'll play with it on Thursday. That'd be fun. Queen Bee and Break My Soul, 10 to 4, big drive home. Tuesday is Chris and Scott. Tom here as well, producing Stevie with the headlines. Full Wimbledon update with all the pronunciation of every player coming up with Stevie.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's on the way. Right, it's 10 to 4. Thank you so much for having us on. This guy getting set to go on tour everywhere across the UK and around Europe as well. And also, he's going to be at Chinnery's in Southend. It's a kind of grassroots type, going back to grassroots promotion they're doing with a lot of artists. And Sam Ryder is playing at Chinnery's in Southend on the 8th of September. That's going to be epic. Here he is with Mountain on the big drive home. LF System and Hungry for Love. Chris and Scott, big drive home Tuesday, 4th of July. Happy Independence Day to you if you're celebrating today. It's been confirmed, talking about a celebrator, Biker Grove's coming back.
Baker Grove, man.
Baker Grove, man.
No, you do not sound...
That's what they say.
not in that accent.
Biker Grove, man. That's how they say it.
No.
It's Biker Grove, man. It's got a rhyme.
That was bad.
Thanks. It's been confirmed that Biker Grove is returning to screen 17 years after it last aired. 17 years!
That's ridiculous.
Biker Grove, man.
When you hear this back on the podcast later.
It was a great theme tune, though, wasn't
brilliant,
it? Didn't sound
show.
Like an 80s computer game.
No.
Yeah, it's coming back. It's going to be aimed at a primetime audience. And will engage with a new generation of teenagers navigating the different challenges faced by young adults today. Ant and Dec announced the exciting news to their fans today, revealing they will be executive producers on the show.
Oh, wow.
PJ and Duncan are back. They're going to be executive producers on the show, and the pair have also hinted that perhaps PJ and Duncan may pop back on The Grove.
What?
No. I think I would just explode. What's going on?
That would be incredible, but like so good as well.
Well, we live and learn. That's the news out today. PJ and Duncan could be back on your television screen along with Biker Grove, man. Do it, you do it.
No, I don't know where the man comes from.
Because they say Biker Grove, man.
Yeah, but
they don't, Stevie. Say they Biker Grove, man.
Biker Grove?
It's the man on the end of it.
No, okay, but it's Biker Grove, man.
That's nice.
Yeah, but you're
Biker Grove, man.
That was a bit better.
It's gay. It's gay rhyme.
You need to clip the vowels. Biker Grove.
Biker Grove, man.
Yep.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, it is my part of the world. Also, I've got family that live in that part of the world, and we used to take them off continuously.
And I bet you called them Southerners as well, didn't you? From Edinburgh, they would be...
No, you just group everybody together as the English. Defending women's champion Elena Rybakina admitted it was a bit daunting to play on the centre court on the second day of Wimbledon. She eventually overcame the American Shelby Rogers in deciding a third set to progress to round two. Rybakina was watched by the Princess of Wales and Roger Federer, who were sitting in the royal box.
It was really tough for me today. I was pretty nervous and I cannot even hide it. The double fourth said it all in the beginning of the match, and it was again amazing atmosphere, and really pleased to get to another round.
Weather with Adventure Island. Southend has the best weather in the UK. Come and enjoy a day out today.
Much like the afternoon, early evening will continue to be overcast and wet across the county. We will see some sunny spells break through, and we still have temperatures of 19 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglot. You're up to date.
You know, some fans were queuing up 4:30 that were still waiting to get in at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at Wimbledon. That's crazy.
Did they still do that?
4:30, yeah, because of Just Oil and certain things, they're trying to do a lot more security to stop stuff like that happening. So they're all cracking in there at like 4:30 in the morning.
I didn't think that they still... Because you have to queue up to get tickets every day for Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Why is it not on a little app?
I don't know.
Maybe design that app, Stevie. Design one.
It says tennis fans who arrived as early as 4:30, still waiting to get in at 1 in the afternoon. Those who did manage to get in were disappointed when rain stopped play just after lunch. That literally just got in there and it started raining. The break lasting until 4:30. Pims costing Wimbledon fans. Anyone want to guess? Glass of Pims?
£12.
£11.20. Good
what?
Guessing. You can get
for a
one.
Jug?
No,
yeah.
It's a glass of Pims.
Glass of Pims, mate.
You can get a pound off if you return your summer cup afterwards. You get a pound off your next one. Strawberries and cream priced at £2.50 on the stalls around the centre. 20cl bottle of champagne will cost you it's like £24 for that.
That's not bad considering
20cl. Isn't that basically a glass? It's not a proper bottle, is it? That's like a tiny baby sham bottle.
Yeah, that's quite bad then.
And they're trying to get people to use water stations. I would at £24 a bottle for champagne. I'd use the water stations.
I would.
And
I'd collect my own saliva.
Rainwater.
Actually, the Evian water is £2.65. That's not bad.
That's not bad. Yeah, that'll be just for a normal size, but you'd take it.
750 mil.
Yeah.
I bet you it's the little one that they give
you. It's 750 mil. How big's that?
That's quite big. You think a Coke can's 333?
Yeah,
it's quite
bad.
Big.
Just stay off the champagne and the strawberries. You'll be fine. You'll enjoy it. You didn't have anything to pronounce then. That was upsetting.
Elena Rybakina.
That was a good one.
Yeah, but well, basically spent half an hour practicing, so thanks
for noticing. There's a guy called Stefanos...
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Stefanos Tsitsipas.
That's him. And that's what we're going to...
Can you say that, Stevie?
Do you want to play that again?
Yep.
Stefanos Tsitsipas.
Stefanos Tsitsipas.
Barbara Krzyżówka. Barbara Krzyżówka.
Oh, it's my first day back.
go on, have a go.
Barbara Krzyżówka.
More at 5 o'clock.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Three to the one like this.
Where hits music lives on Radio Essex.
Right, 6 minutes after four, Tuesday, Big Drive Home is on, getting you home and the best tunes on the radio as well. Post Malone coming up. First of all, The Weeknd and Popular on Radio Essex.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Post Malone and Chemical. Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home. We're talking about Biker Grove. I nearly tried to do it in the middle of the side. Biker Grove, man. We were talking about it and then we tried the accent. And then Ben, well, somebody called Boss Man. Why do I think his name's Ben? Do we know his name? I'm guessing. Boss Man called up. He said, I'm from Newcastle. And hearing you guys try and say Biker Grove Man, well, let's leave it there, ha-ha. But lads, I think you're both legends on your podcast and you have me in stitches at times. Keep up the good work. So he's come from, I can't mention it because he's part of, he's now text the show. He's obviously an A to Z of men listener.
Yes, he is.
And he's found the fact that we actually do this every day on the radio. So when we haven't done a podcast in a year, he's got somewhere to find us.
Yeah.
And that's where we are. So I went Biker Grove Man. You went
Biker Grove Man.
And Tom?
Biker Grove Man.
And this is an actual Newcastle person saying it.
Hiya lads. How you say it is Biker Grove Man.
Biker Grove Man.
Biker Grove Man.
See, I'm good at copying. So
I got the man bit right. Everyone said there's no man.
The tone that you're using on man.
Biker Grove Man.
Biker Grove Man.
Hiya lads, how you say it is Biker Grove Man.
Biker Grove Man.
Oh, it's just Biker Grove. But he is an Ant or Deck though, to be fair.
He's not Ant or Deck, but he is from Newcastle.
He is a Biker Newcastle Grove person.
Biker Grove Man.
I'm looking forward to it coming
Roller
back.
Roller Coaster.
I think. Who's it who said that?
It's Jimmy Carr. He says if you want to talk like Newcastle, you have to say Roller Coaster.
Yeah, Roller Coaster. And you have to pronounce everything.
Yeah.
Nice one. Cheers, Boss Man. Thank you for getting in touch. And we'll also add you to the map on Essex as the biggest county in the world. Ed Sheeran and Celestial, 17 minutes after four, is an ultra rare demo CD made by Ed Sheeran when he was at school. Just sold for £8,000 on an auction site. It was called The Spinning Man. It was a 14-track demo and was recorded in his bedroom in Suffolk during the late sort of 2004, early 2005s.
Right.
And he was aged 13. And Stacey's auctioneers, based here in Rayleigh in Essex, said there were only 21 copies made, with the singer buying back 19 of them. So he's got 19 of them. There's one out there somewhere, and then one that's just been sold at auction for £8,000.
But see, I would say that's really cheap.
Yeah, I would go along with that.
Yeah. Because
if people say, what's that? You go, it's a unheard 14-track Ed Sheeran EP.
For £8,000.
Yeah.
I would honestly say that's worth every penny.
And if there's only 21 copies, and he's got 19 of them, and there's only one more out there in the world, I don't know where that is.
Well, so if he keeps all 19 and never, ever, ever does anything with them, she's really got one of two.
Is Stacey's auctioneers, are they listeners of ours, do we know?
I don't believe they are. Well, what else have you got to do?
We've got people listening in Newcastle. We must be saturating the Rayleigh.
Probably, I would say so.
Anyone know Stacey's auctioneers in Rayleigh? Get them to give us a call, because I've just got some questions. 01702 45 50 60. I want to know where the other one is. Because if he's got 19, I'm just quick maths. If he's got 19 of them and there's 21 made and somebody's just auctioned one, there's one missing.
One missing.
Where's that? Who's not shouting about the fact that it's pointless if you buy that and you don't tell anyone?
Imagine you get it at a boot sale.
Just this little 14-year-old kid from Suffolk.
It's called Ed.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I think it's Ed Sheeran. What's that? He was on that, one of those TV shows before, like, Pop Idol and stuff. I can't remember what it was called. It was like a school, and it was on telly every week. And they were part of this school college thing, and it was filmed. It was on telly.
I don't remember.
He was in that. Ed Sheeran was in that and got turned down by Nigel, the nasty Nigel from one of the realities.
Nigel,
yeah,
Lithgow. Mind Smith. I can't remember. No?
Yeah, no, somebody like that. And he got turned down. I can't remember what that show was called, but that was really good.
I think he was young. Seen clips of it. Weren't he trying to dance?
Yeah, I think it was the dancing that let him down. It was the dancing that let him down.
Who's not going to sign him
because he can't dance?
No, but the thing is, well, Ed Sheeran has got like bigger and bigger and better and better. He wasn't. I mean, I've heard he played something off of his phone. I think it was on Graham Norton or something once.
Yeah,
he couldn't sing. Like back in the day, it's not like he was a gifted singer. Like, you know, some people are, they can sing. He wasn't one of those. He's had to work really hard to
learn it.
Yeah, to be as good as he is. He wasn't always, I mean, Sean from the band, he used to do gigs with Ed Sheeran when, like, back in, like, 2003, 2004. Ed Sheeran wasn't amazing then. He's worked really hard. And his songwriting's incredible.
I'd love to hear those 14 tracks. That'd be amazing. If anyone knows anyone at Stacey's Auctioneers, get in touch so we can try and get her on, because I'd be interested to know what kind of songs they were, what did they sound like, whether there was any actual songs like Lego House or anything like that. The A-Team might have been on there, because he wrote it years ago, apparently.
Hey, that was one of his first songs.
Yeah, they used to gig. So, if anyone knows them, get in touch. 20 past four, big drive home, latest on the roads coming up in just a second. It's Radio Essex, Jax Jones and Ray, You Don't Know Me. It's 4:33, big drive home. It's Chris and Scott for Tuesday. Hope you're doing okay. The weather will pick up by the end of the week, they reckon, like 100 degrees. It's not 100. I think it's 29 or 30 by Friday. It's supposed to really heat up. So just enjoy the rain for a bit.
The sun come out earlier for, honestly, in my garden certainly, for about a minute and a half.
Yeah.
And I literally, in that minute and a half, I decided I was putting the washing out.
Yeah.
No.
I put mine indoors because I predicted the rain.
Then I did put it indoors.
Good plan. Loads on the telly tonight. Corey's back. Corey's been hit by a bit of a cost of living crisis. Has anyone noticed this? Roy Cropper has hacked his prices up in the cafe. The cost of a pie with chips and mushy peas has increased from £2.60 to £5.50 in 4 months.
Roy, you can't be doing that.
That's what's happening. So it's gone up 112%. 112%.
Yeah.
And the viewers have spotted this, and they've said that... is that a phone call? Is that the auctioneer?
Oh, that could be good.
So they've just chucked on 112%. They've gone from £2.60 to £5.50. What I don't understand is how bad are the storylines if what people are getting off Corrie is the money side?
I mean, listen, if you're not just following like the fact that he's had a heart attack recently, then you know, and you're looking at what the Scotch eggs are costing, it's a problem.
Yeah. Okay. We'll find out. Anyway, I think we might have the auctioneers on the phone, so we'll chat to them in a second.
Excellent.
Better people auctioned Ed Sheeran's demo.
Oh, they might even
14 tracks. Well, I don't think they'll have it anymore. They've sold it for £8,000. We'll find out. 4:35, big drive home for Tuesday. It's Chris and Scott. Thank you so much for having us on. Deb says, can we have an update on Court 15, please, Stevie? We'll put that request into him, Debs. And we'll find out, because I reckon there's some names to pronounce there. We'll do that at 5 o'clock. One Republic and Runaway on the big drive home. It's Radio Essex. Radio Essex, One Republic and Runaway. Chris and Scott, big drive home for Tuesday across Essex. Thank you so much for having us on. We're talking about Ed Sheeran earlier in this ultra-rare demo CD that was made by Ed Sheeran. So this was done when he was at school. It sold for £8,000 recently at an auction. It's called The Spinning Man. It was a 14-track demo recorded in his bedroom in Suffolk during the, I think it was around 2004, 2005.
That was a really early
Ed Sheeran. So he's 13, early. Stacey's Auctioneers, which are based in Rayleigh in Essex, said there was only 21 copies made. Ed Sheeran himself has bought back 19 of them. So there were two left. And they've just auctioned one of them off for £8,000. And we said if anyone's listening or if we can get hold of anyone from Stacey's Auctioneers, we've got hold of David. Hello, David.
Hello.
Was all the things I said right? Was that the right facts?
Absolutely. Yeah, everything right, yeah.
So you and another guy there called Rob, you head up the rock and pop part of the auctioneer stuff.
That's what we do, yeah. We authenticate, value, and then auction off rock and pop memorabilia, rare guitars, lots of vinyl. Yeah, so it's fun.
it's very interesting. I haven't got the money to do this. I would have thought £8,000 was fairly cheap for something like that.
We know on the prices that basically some have gone for as little as £800 early on when, you know, there were more of them out there.
Yeah, yeah.
One went last year for, there's two CDs, there's Spinning Man and there's one called The Orange Room, and both CDs sold for close to 20,000. We started ours at 5,000 to 8,000. We thought that was adequate, fair, and we got a bid straight in at 8,000.
Wow. So and when did that happen? Was this last week or?
It was a couple of hours before the sale. So we got in early on at the sale room that we have up at Great Baddow. We got in there early, 7:30, 8:00. And as we were setting up, a bid came in for 8,000.
Do you not think when the bid comes in at 8,000 that quickly, do you think, that's 20 grand, we could have got more?
No, I mean, the thing finds its place in the market and finds its price. So, I mean, my personal view is I would have thought, yes, as you said, it would have gone higher. But the thing finds its place in the market. And we had a bidder who came in and bid 8,000, and that was it.
I was going to say, Ed Sheeran's already bought back 19 of them, is it? So does he not want them out there?
He doesn't, no. very, very early sort of recordings. So if you imagine a teenager in a bedroom with fairly lo-fi, low-quality recording equipment.
And you heard them?
Finding his feet. Yes, we did listen to it. I think we didn't want to, and then curiosity got the better of us.
Was there any in there that we've heard of, like the A-Team or Lego House? Was there any of the actual hits on there?
Not so much, but when you actually listen to it, there's little themes and little vocal inflections and little guitar riffs, and you think, and that's familiar, and then you listen back to his other stuff, and it's obviously ideas that he's taken through from when he was 13, 14 years old and developed them, and then that's what became his hit record.
Yeah, because that's what I was saying earlier.
That sounds familiar, yeah.
Yeah, because that's what I was saying earlier on the radio. I was saying that, like, he wasn't always as gifted as he is now. Like, he's such a talent now, but he's really had to work at that. So it's really interesting that you say there was, like, little glimpses of that in his early music.
Yeah, there were sort of interesting little bits, passages of music. Some of it sounded a bit like Nirvana.
Wow, okay. Nirvana,
blues track on there. I mean, I guess he's just trying out different musical styles.
He's 13. Yeah, and I think I've got tapes of me at 13 pretending to be on the radio, and I hopefully sound a little better now than I did there. I mean, Scott, who you're talking to as well, Scott was in the band Five, so you must have things of you singing when you were, before you were in Five, when you were 13, that probably don't sound as good as the Iggy Wiggy, I'm Getting Jiggy.
I remember.
And all the other great Five songs.
Thank you, Chris. I remember, like, years ago when I was around that age, about 12, 13, we went to America on holiday, and I recorded in, like, a proper recording studio.
Yeah.
And I recorded Love Is All Around by Wet, Wet, Wet. And if I listen back to that, it won't be the same voice that I've got now.
So. David, if I could get you a copy of Scott from Five singing Love Is All Around when he was 10, how much is that worth?
About a fiver and a packet of pork scratchings.
Over at Stacey's, we could start it off at a fiver and a packet of pork scratchings.
There you go.
Please do. I'll get it sent over to you, mate.
It'll end on £6 pork scratches and a packet of jawbreakers. mate, that's amazing. If you get anything like that in the future, just keep this number. Just give us a bell, because we'll all talk about it on the radio. And then if somebody wants to go and bid on it, they can do that. But it'd be good to know what's out there, especially as you're in Rayleigh as well. That's perfect.
Yeah.
We get amazing, interesting stuff coming in all the time, and you just never know what's going to come in next.
If anything like that, really current, popular, let us know, and then we'll give it a mention on the radio as well. Really nice to talk to you, David. Thanks, mate.
Lovely.
Cheers. Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
There's David from the Auctioneers that sold the 14-track demo that Ed Sheeran did when he was 13. They're called Stacey's Auctioneers on the internet. They're based in Rayleigh, Essex. You can see what's on there as well. Right, 4:43, big drive home for Tuesday. It's Chris and Scott with Niall Horan and Meltdown coming up. We'll play it for you next. I already know the answer to this question, Scott. But if you could buy a famous car, would it be the DeLorean? Yeah, would that be your car?
Of course it would.
Yeah, I thought it would be. I'd have to go Knight Rider.
I mean, that'd be my second
choice. I think the Knight Rider car, if I was going to own a famous car, the Knight Rider car would be the one.
It would be hard, but I would have to edge you with Back to the Future.
As a guy who's just bought a Fiat 500, I don't think he knew this, and he lives in Huddersfield, and he said I had to wait for the car because it was being used for something, a second-hand car, and it was like a 1964 classic Fiat 500. He's found out that it was being driven by Harrison Ford in the new Indiana Jones film.
Oh,
so
wow.
He said, I realised I had to wait for filming for Indiana Jones, The Dial of Destiny, to finish in Sicily before I could get my hands on the car.
That's unbelievable.
The car features in the chase, and he said, I'm not quite sure how the chase ends or what happens to the car.
Yeah.
You can imagine he's bought the car and they're like, right, let's watch this and go, No,
I don't want it anymore.
And I realise his suspension shot to pieces. Yeah. He's got ball tyres. So he's just bought this car and then Ritz. So they must have not... Because that's the kind of thing I would expect David to have in his auction. The Fiat 500 that Harrison Ford drove. Because that surely makes it worth more money.
Of course it does.
But this is... No, he's just bought this car and he's like, oh, where's my car turning up? He's like, we're just using it for something and then we'll get it over to you. And he's since found out what they're using
goes
it for.
Goes to the cinema and goes, hey, that's my car.
That's my car. They're wrecking it. One careful previous owner.
Look at these boulders. There's boulders chasing my car.
I love that story. Radio Essex is Chris and Scott for Tuesday. Big Drive Home is on. Hopefully not being chased by police on the Sicily school run.
No.
Hopefully not you. News and travel coming up next at 5. Oh, we need an update from Stevie on court 15 on Wimbledon. So I'm presuming, just a couple of listeners have asked for this, so I'm presuming there's some unpronounceable names on there.
Oh, we'll definitely get him.
So if we can get some court 15 action, Wimbledon, Stevie, I know you're listening in your pre-news room. Court 15 Wimbledon action, please, is what we're looking for on the update. News and travel coming up next on The Big Drive Home.
Men's World Tennis number one, Carlos Alcaraz, is off to a winning start at Wimbledon. Fresh from his title at Queen's Club a couple of weeks ago, the Spaniard eased to a straight sets victory over Jeremy Chardin. He was happy with his performance.
I like to play, rallies. I like to play, battles, let's say. And I'm really happy to have played, a great level, both of us in the third set. It was really close, but, I'm really, really happy to get through this first round.
You got the easy words wrong.
Yeah.
Sets and of.
Yeah. I mean, he was happy with his performance. Are you happy with yours?
You got all the pronunciations right of the players. It's just the words of that you struggled with.
You struggled with everyday words.
I don't think you said straight sets either. I think you said something else.
Look at your face.
But anyway, good.
Carry on.
It is really good.
Weather. With Adventure Island, Southend has been crowned the sunniest place in the UK. Come and enjoy a day out today.
An overcast and wet evening.
Carry on.
Temperatures on your big drive home. Still reaching 18 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. It's been fun, hasn't it?
We've got requests as well. What's going on court 15 at the moment?
It's the gentleman's singles first round. Could you just give us the...
It's pronounced F-U-C-S-O-V-I-X.
So, the match is between two young men.
Yep.
Currently suspended on court 15 because of the weather.
Oh, okay.
And it is between a Marchand...
Before you end your career, do you want to hear a pronunciation of how you pronounce
it? No.
You're going to go with it.
Marchand...
Fuksovics? Okay, yeah.
Marchand Fuksovics.
Yeah.
And Talon... Grexp?
I think that one's right. Let's go for the Marlon one first, though.
Marton Fuchovic.
It's Fuch.
Fuch.
It's Fuch. Fuch. As opposed to the other option.
The other option.
It's Fuch.
Marton
Fuchovic. There you go. We're learning. It's like a little school day, isn't it?
We're learning.
We're learning every day.
This is where hit music lives. I'll be right home. If you play the hits live from the Icon Building, this is The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
He's crying.
He's having a little breakdown.
Right, LF System, Afraid to Feel coming up. Dua Lipa, Dance the Night, and the A to Z of music on the way.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, LF System, and Afraid to Feel. It's 5:10. Big Drive Home is Chris and Scott. We're on the radio, which, you know, pays all right. Britain's richest TV presenter has been announced. Fortune of £18.6
million. £18.6
million? Yes, so slightly more. We get £18.5 million for doing this. He's on £18.6 million. I feel somebody's getting ripped off.
Yeah. Let's get paid.
What?
Don't.
No, it's me being.
It's just
doing Chris and Scott
radio.
Joke. Yeah. We don't get paid.
No.
You don't get paid, do you?
No.
No, nor do we. Your work experience.
Yeah, so are we. We do it for the love.
It's not Ant and Dec on this money. It's Bradley Walsh.
What? It's Bradley Walsh?
Bradley Walsh off of The Chase.
I mean, he's a funny guy.
He's made a career out of making game show contestants wealthier, and he's doing all right himself. Chase presenter has seen his bank balance increase to £18.6 million, making the comedian and actor the UK's wealthiest solo TV host. Is he on more than Graham Norton? No, hang on. Gary Lineker's on a fair bit, isn't he?
He can't be on more than Lineker.
£18.6 million is how much he's got in his bank. How do we know that, anyway?
Has somebody gone to the cash machine after him? I've always thought this about, like, you know, when they say stuff like, oh, they've got this much in the bank.
How do you know that?
Or they take the red M&Ms out in the dressing room. It's like, you don't know that.
I don't know how they know that. Because normally if you follow somebody from, like, if you're at the cash machine at the petrol station and somebody's been there before you and they leave their slip in there, I always like to have a little nose. How much has he got in the bank? It's normally like...
Have a look.
Yeah, if they leave their statement in the machine.
Oh, great.
It's interesting, especially if you see the guy or girl walk off, because you can look at it and go, oh my God, he's a millionaire.
All right, mate.
But it normally says, like, you got 200 quid left.
£6.32.
Bradley Walsh's bank, and you look at the slip and you've got £18.6 million left.
Well, it's all up for something.
That's what's happened. Somebody's gone, is that Bradley Walsh? And then rung up the Sun.
He's so funny.
He's hilarious.
He's brilliant.
£18.6 million worth of funny.
Yeah.
Fair play to him. He comes from the same village as me and KSI.
Oh, there you go.
Interesting fact. To me and me only. It's a bit like the birthdays. 5:12, Chris and Scott's Big Drive Home for Tuesday is David Kushner. David Kushner, he loves it and he hates it at the same time. It's like Marmite.
Yeah.
Because I think that's probably what he's singing about.
Yeah, that's what it is. I think he's been documented saying this song's about Marmite. Yeah.
It's a good tune.
Yeah.
It's called Daylight, which rhymes with Marmite. So
Daylight Marmite.
Definitely true. Right, end of the show's coming up very soon. We talked about Ant and Dec earlier and Baker Groveman. And then actually somebody from off of Newcastle.
Hello, lads, it's me again, it's Anthony. So basically, I was in Tesco's, that's the reason why I couldn't reply to you.
Oh, no, it's a different message. He was just praising our podcast on that one.
Oh, he was talking to
us. Yeah,
really
nice this is the one. This is what's this guy.
Hiya, lads. How you say it is Baker Groveman.
Baker Groveman.
So we'd like a kind of Baker Groveman end of show.
Yeah, but I think it's cheating if you're from Newcastle.
Oh, I think Bossman could... Maybe Bossman can give us an example.
Yeah.
If he's still listening, Bossman. You can give us an example of how you would end the show with a Tuesday Completed in, mate, in a Biker Groveman style. Nothing wrong with that.
No. But, you know, because, I mean, he's going to nail it, isn't he?
Because he's a Geordie.
Come on and said it.
It wouldn't be funny.
No.
But if somebody from Essex tries to do, i.e. Baker Groveman, that then is funny.
It is funny.
So that's what we're looking for. You can get your voice notes in now and we'll do those at the end of the show because that's where we do the end of the show, which ironically we stole off of Ant and Dec.
We did, yeah.
Yeah, so that works. It's a full circle. Radio Essex, Lizzo, Am I Ready? It's 5:28 on the Big Drive Home. We're looking for you to end the show tonight in a Baker Grove style Baker Groveman. You can say it however you like, but you've got to include Tuesday Completed, mate. We've got an actual Baker Grove person.
Well, he's from Newcastle.
He's from Newcastle.
He's called Boss Man.
And, he's a listener to our podcast. I think he's just discovered us on Radio Essex because he's listened to the A to Z of Men, which we don't talk about.
Oh, no.
And he has heard that we're on the radio, so he now listens from Newcastle because he's part of Essex. Is he on the map?
He is on the map.
Oh, he's on the Essex is the biggest county of the world map. And this is how a true Newcastle person would say Tuesday completed, mate.
Well, yeah, lads, I can do that for you. Tuesday completed it, mate.
Perfect. I mean, that is
Tuesday completed it, mate.
So that's how we need you to end the show tonight. It wouldn't be much fun to get him to do it because he is actually from
Newcastle,
from those lands. But if you do it, it's definitely funnier. So get those in. On the app, you can send a voice note through in a Biker Grove man style. Tuesday completed it, mate. Get involved.
Now, the A to Z of music.
Well, because it's Tuesday.
Tuesday. Rap stars and DJs.
Beginning with the letter R, we, of course, avoided Q for the obvious reasons that we don't like Qs because we're British. No, because Queen would win.
Queen
so, won. Yeah. So we are on the letter R. We're looking for rap stars, DJs, dance music artists, beginning with R. Robert S. was a good shout from you, Tom. That was a good shout. You said Robert Miles.
Yes, it did.
Oh, that tune's brilliant. His Children is a great song.
Yes, yeah, good
Love
song.
That song.
Yeah.
So what about you? Who would you go with? Dance music and DJs beginning with the letter R. Get involved. Radio Essex, Joel Corry, and sorry, it's Chris and Scott's Big Drive Home for Tuesday. Rain lingering around this evening. Clear skies overnight down to 10 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny spells, some showers tomorrow, but mainly sunny. Highs tomorrow for 20 degrees. It's Radio Essex and 50-50 with Cupid on the Big Drive Home, 5:38. Let's find out the songs you've gone for then on this afternoon's I keep wanting to say Title Fight because that's what, in my head, that's what it's called.
That's what it is, but it's not.
But it's the A to Z of music. And now we've skipped Q and we've got to R. We're getting to the end of it really quickly. I think we've got to bring back the Title Fight when this is finished.
Yeah, I agree.
I miss battling with you. In Chris's corner, in Scott's corner. Yeah. Remember, I like the Title Fight a lot.
Yeah, I think I won it as well. I quite liked it.
Well, this is round two, isn't it? It starts from scratch. We're not going back to the original scores. We didn't even know what the scores were when we were doing it.
Yeah, I think I won, but you know. I think...
I swear you lost.
No, he didn't. No. I think he won by, like, not that many points.
No, not that many
considering how far you were ahead.
I think we definitely go back to it, yeah.
Is it still
there? Now, Chris and Scott's Title Fight.
Oh, I miss it so much.
In Chris's corner.
In
Scott's corner.
Anyway, we're not doing that. A to the music. Rap stars, DJs and dancey type people beginning with the letter R. We start with this little banger. Robin S. and Show Me Love. If you want to hear Robin S. on the radio just before 6 o'clock tonight and put a forward to represent us artists beginning with R, put the word Robin in your message box and send it through now, and you could be listening to this.
Do you know what? Live, she's incredible.
That's
as well.
An incredible note. That whole song is incredible. So good, she made another version of it and called it Love for Love.
Same song.
Robin S., if you want Robin, put the word Robin in your message box, or, talking of rap stars, DJs, dancey artists... Yeah. Run DMC.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you want this to be played just before 6 tonight, put the word run in your message box.
Oh, so good.
And we can get this on with Aerosmith just before 6 o'clock tonight. It's your choice. It is the A to Z of music for the letter R. Woo. Tom Grennan and All These Nights. Chris and Scott, the Big Dry Foam. Talking of All These Nights. Nights. It doesn't really work.
Not all the nights.
Pretty much till you finish, isn't it?
Only 4 nights a week. But
yeah, I know.
5 actually.
What's that song called? All These Nights. All right. So it doesn't work. It's not a great example of a song.
No, it's not. It's Some of These Nights by Tom Grennan.
So you're on next at the 6 till 10 slot.
Yep.
And you're here. It's weird, isn't it? Like the daytime guys do 2.5 hours. Yeah. We do 3 hours.
Yeah.
He does 4 hours.
Yeah. Like
and he's
Martin
meant
and
to
Sue.
Be in bed.
Like Martin and Sue.
Martin and Sue do 4 hours as well.
Yep. Start the day with...
Marky T does 2 hours early breakfast. Is that 2 hours?
Yep.
So we've got 2 hours, 4 hours, 2.5 hours, 2.5 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours.
3 hours.
And then 3 hours on the late show and then 1 till 4. Is that's a back-to-back music, isn't it?
Meet more robot.
Robot. Overnight with AI bots.
Powered by ChatGPT.
Yeah. We should try that.
No, let's not, because I'll be out of a job.
we'd never work again.
One of them.
And also the bots wouldn't make mistakes while they're saying Wimbledon tennis players. I mean, where's the fun in that? They'd always be perfect.
What was all that about then? They'd probably do birthdays,
I would imagine.
Yeah, they would do anything.
Yeah.
So we're not going to go with the bot. We're going to keep you for a few more weeks on the evening show.
While we work out the bot thing. And then, you know, the old P45.
To be replaced, I mean, I was replaced on a number of stations by actual people, which hurts enough. To be replaced by a robot, that's not going to be
good. Well, actually, I was.
When were you replaced by a robot?
I used to do the overnights.
Yeah, but it's not, there's no robot, is it? It just plays back-to-back music.
Yeah.
It's the computer,
Have you seen the Spotify one?
What happened to you? The Spotify one's
really creepy.
Yeah, the Spotify DJ.
It talks to you, but it's weird.
Yeah, it's not as good.
It's really weird.
What happened to you was you were doing the overnight show and they replaced you by actually just taking you out of the equation and playing back-to-back music. That's probably worse.
Yeah, I mean, it could be marginally worse.
We think it will sound better if there was no one doing it. I think that's worse.
If there wasn't the evening upgrade,
you got a promotion.
Yeah.
But if you were working at a radio station and they just went, we think it might be better if we just play back-to-back music.
Well, I mean, no one's going to complain if you just play music.
Oh, there we go. Radio coach.
Yeah. Very, very true.
Back at it.
He's not really a coach because we're now 40 seconds over.
Excuse me, I'm not the producer.
Yeah,
Everyone's going to complain if you don't run the song
because you've got 15 seconds to talk before she goes, man! One answer, Robin S. winning. Somebody let her know.
Cool.
And then you're on the radio from 6 tonight until 10.
I am.
Robin, go ahead.
Aye, aye, bunny lad. Tuesday. Completed it, mate. Why, aye, man.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. In communication.